In their meeting at the White House this week, President Obama told Prime Minister Netanyahu that his commitment to blocking Iran from atomic weapons is absolute. But U.S. officials involved in talks on Iran's nuclear program say there's general agreement that Iran will ultimately be allowed to continue enriching some uranium for civilian research at levels far below weapons grade. Prime Minister Netanyahu says that would be a grave error.
It would leave Iran as a threshold nuclear power. It would enable Iran to rapidly develop nuclear weapons at a time when the world's attention is focused elsewhere.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his country has never sought nuclear weapons.
There was first a perception that this was nothing but a facade for a weapons program, and an illusion that it could be brought to an end through pressure and intimidation.
With Israeli defense officials vowing to intercept any possible threat on any day, in any place, former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely says Washington's promises on Iran only go so far.
Obviously, Israel is the most directly concerned of all the parties by Iran's nuclear program because it represents a very direct, very real threat to Israel.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says attacking Iran does not guarantee security.
Those who say a strike and hit need to go look at exactly what happens after you've done that, whether that permanently eliminates the program or opens up all kinds of other possibilities, including Iran leaving the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty, not even allowing IAEA inspectors in, not living under any international regimen.
It's part of Washington's new approach to Iran, says American University professor Hillary Mann Leverett.
Kerry has long been open to, long looked for, a way of conflict resolution in the Middle East that would include, not exclude, the Iranians.
Despite objections from longtime U.S. allies Israel and Saudi Arabia.
That the United States is going to have to say, yes, you're our allies, but you cannot stand in the way of critical U.S. interests. Just as when Nixon went to China, we kept Japan and Taiwan as allies, but we didn't let them stand in the way for the biggest geopolitical prize of this century, going to China. The same thing has to happen with Iran.
Promising to lead the push for tougher action if Iranian nuclear talks fail, President Obama follows up his White House meeting with the Israeli leader with a trip to Riyadh later this month for talks with Saudi King Abdullah. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.